If you have a question, please give me. I want to answer. About what I told you during session.
I'm having difficulty with the quality. Someone else asked that Earth of the Boy could want about helping other people. At that time, you said that none of the first who were enlightened, it wouldn't do much good to help other people. It seems to me that would mean that probably most people in the midst of the world do not do anything created well. I have for all the light and the throne and the planet. This I have to say now, but I'm wondering if you could expand on this idea.
Well, enlightened means maybe many things, and in the word enlightenment, it's very wide. So, enlightenment does not mean to attain perfection. You know, the Bodhisattva, four Bodhisattva, Bodhisattva's way is to help others even before he saves himself. That is Bodhisattva's way. So, the point is, how to help others, you know. Enlightenment, our Bodhisattva mind, I have to go back to my talk about Bodhisattva or Bodhisattva mind. Bodhisattva mind is in your philosophy, it is normative consciousness, we know. To do something, to seek for, pursue for good, or pursue for truth, pursue for beauty. Those are Bodhisattva's mind in narrow sense. And that was not satisfactory conclusion for your philosophers. So at last they refer to religion. Of course, here, and they mean mostly Christian type of religion. And they refer to wholeness. The wholeness is when three kinds of pursue good and truth and good and beauty get together and work for one thing, that is holy function of our mind. Still they insist their mind, not God mind. But whatever they say, the actual meaning is the same. The word is different. They call it human holy function. That is actually holy a function of God, but they call it God's function. So even so, it is just entrance of the flag. Idea of Eastern idea of religious life. In East, it was maybe about 2,000 years ago, they have exactly the same philosophy and oneness of the three functions. It's they acknowledge those three functions. If those three functions work together, that is Buddha's mind. But that was about 2,000 years ago. And after that, in East and West, many progress was made. And in then, at least, to help others means, we do not take it in dualistic sense. To help others means to think others as a part of you, not others, not you yourself. You think to help others is to help someone. Yes, some imperfect person helps people. But when we say to help others in our sense, it means to consider people a part of you, or a part, it is like your hands or your body. So in this sense, we help others, not to help someone else. When you think, understand to help others in that way, there is big misunderstanding. And there will be big confusion between worldly activity of helping others, social work, and religious help. There's clear distinction between social work and religious work. Do you understand? The social work is based on science and society and sociology. And sociology is good. Of course, it is good. And it there should be, we should have sociology. And we have full understanding of sociology. To help others in religion, then, it's quite different from social work. So, what I mean is, if you want to help others, you may to work at hospital, to help others. If he is a religious person, to work at hospital is our practice.
We need
without change anything. For us, sociology is those who understand religious way. For those who understand religious way, there is no sociology. Sociology is itself, you know, without changing anything, that is a religious activity for a man who knows how to help others. But those who do not understand religious life, sociology, just sociology, and he will ignore religious life. So it will not work properly. Some confusion will be created. So that is why we, all of us, should believe in, all of us should have religious life. But to seek for, but we have various science. We should have science.
And then for these person, I didn't really know what to say as helping. I simply, a religious person acts in each situation, reacts with each person in the way that's appropriate to that situation. There's no idea of I am helping you, but it took me, this is what it's to do now.
Yeah.
Or so there's no idea of I am helping another person.
Well,
then the indirect
thing is the right time. Yeah. That is so. And, you know, now, you know, in Western philosophy, they had to normative consciousness, you know, in the realm of ethics, they had. Ethics is normative science, and religion is, you know, nearly in Western philosophy, it is nearly the same, you know. It is based on normative consciousness. And consciousness, you know, later, when implicit become popular, especially, consciousness itself comes from our experience. Then there's no praise for God, you know. Even the voice of conscience is a result of our everyday experience. There's no seat for God. So in this way, more and more, our life become far away from religion. Actually, you believe in Christianity. Many people believe in Christianity, but actually, they are far from religion.
What is there about Buddhism which we don't know, which is always there?
Why we say don't know? Don't know means beyond science or philosophy. Philosophy beyond science. Science is study of it. Shadow of actual right.
Shadow of the battle bear.
Study of dead corpse of human being. So we say, yeah. But it is
true.
Evident. How do you call it in English? Ultimate truth. Ultimate. Not truth, but ultimate. You know, or something. Something which does not want any explanation. Right there. That you suffer is, you know, no one can doubt that you have suffering now. As long as there's suffering, you is here.
What did Buddha?
Buddha had many meaning, you know. Historical Buddha is Buddha. Buddha who attained enlightenment is Buddha. But in this case, to attain enlightenment, it does not mean who had, he did not have Buddha nature before he attained enlightenment. He found out what he had, that is enlightened. And he, this kind of person is enlightened. But so, and when we do not, when we confirmed in scientific world, we have no chance to find out the actual reality. So they are not Buddha because they don't know it. But when he did, he become aware of true reality beyond science, more actual reality than science. Or the man who found out science will not do not satisfy him, he is Buddha. That is enough. So in East, West, that was called normative consciousness. But if you say normative consciousness, it is nearly the same as ethics. So maybe for Christianity, there's no difference between religion and ethics. I don't know. I must say, I don't know. But it looks like, maybe so. You know. As long as they have absolute dogma, you know, that is, you should not do so. If you do so, you will be punished. And this is nearly the same as ethics. As long as when you want to study, you cannot go further. what Buddhism allowed to discuss furthermore, you can criticize more. Then, no. Barrier. So that is why people are interested in Buddhism, because we have no, you know, borderline or religion.
Is it ever predictable to help others by killing?
By killing?
Any of the people would be fine, or any for the title, the apple?
No, I don't think so. Because human life is absolute, has absolute value. Here, there is contradiction between science and bodhisattva mind.
Parting.
Did you have... But here, you have to deny the idea of utility for science. This is very subtle and very interesting. You know, someone asked me, was it last night? If you, law should punish people, a man who committed suicide, who killed someone else. That is true, you know. It is same crime, is the same, and more serious to kill a person, to kill he himself, than to kill some other person. He should protect his Buddha nature. To protect his own Buddha nature is to protect others' Buddha nature, because others are a part of you. So forgetting all about protecting himself to protect others means just, you know, just dead rules. Just rules, you know, it means nothing for you. When you want to help others or protect others, you can help others. There's no reason why you protect others. It is the same thing to help yourself to protect yourself from danger. That is pure bodhisattva's way. So forgetting all about helping himself to try to help others is just moral rule, dead rules. And you are bound by the rules because everyone says so. Because you will be punished by it. So you do it. That's all. So you don't kill others. So that is the... and if you kill others, you are not human being anymore. You lose the meaning of human being.
You are not living.
Well, or you use it, I mean, it's a shame, you know, I guess this day goes to be the change. If I would take out a revolver and throw a bullet be your hand, the down bullet, we're definite, you're making it us, the human being.
Yeah, you are.
And I'm way away. Ah.
It is true. But you cannot be an animal.
Yeah.
But if you can, you are an animal.
But then, you can come in.
There is no battle in heaven and hell.
I need for no pat.
Maybe if we do not, if we cannot be a human being, we may be the worst animal. Cat and dog, much better than human animal. There's no battle. The being having for working with two legs, using two hands, and thinking something good and bad, half and half. If that will protect you as a human, you will be protected as a human being. That is big, big mistake. That is abuse of human body. Human being. He abused human being. He treat human being as a first enemy, creature. That's awful.
Was there a life of what original, I mean, a historical Buddha?
Yeah, according to Buddha, there were. He was the seventh patriarch of Buddha. Before he himself, there were six Buddhas.
How about before the first? Would you enlighten Matthew Guadiana?
Before him, he counts many and many years of years, but it means he is not only the passing. Who will attain enlightenment? Everyone, this is everyone's consciousness. So he is not only Buddha.
And the Buddhist doesn't have that numerical meaning of being Bird. It's just for all pervaded. The first or the sixth, but that much meaning.
No, first and sixth. It is rather, you know, it was, this kind of story was told by Buddha so that people may not make any mistake about him. You know, he said, I am the first people who make big mistake. For he said, I am not the first one. But at the same time, he said, this is not the first time for me to attain enlightenment. I attained enlightenment
many and many times.
So it needs his enlightenment. It's for everyone. Everyone has its enlightenment.
Why these parents take difficult? When your wife can keep it from running.
Why so few people?
Well, I forgot to think. I didn't realize that there were a lot of people who mightn't.
But that is the one talk. Right understanding, enlightenment. If you understand, enlightenment is something. Which is difficult to attain. And that is wrong understanding. Did you understand what I said? No. In during the scene. No. Did you did you understand what I said? And do you agree with what I said, what I'm saying? Then you are enlightened. I think you are still, you know, thinking. or wondering. You don't understand me. Yeah, it is so.
This something is a way of helping each other, but there are two things with each other. You need to keep words, then trying to convey meaning, pull it, is very big to get out of me. It seems to me to be very important to be able to communicate with another person, and I'd like to know, which I treated myself, but is preventing for lack of understanding where the words are being correctly used. What is preventing, what is not listening out for cool? Lungs to disturb us, whether to prevent the hydration of what was.
You are self-preventing.
Obviously, the words can be that heavy, but how do I leave it true for 2 or 3 7 standing, say, back round?
If you are confronting the problem you have, you will understand it.
But for the other person, I'll deal with that.
Other person doesn't matter. You.
But when it does matter, when you mark the fruit of the oil, you'll sit in about an acre, tell them.
Double to what?
This magnitude, you want to be with it, when you want to occur.
It is. So, it most important thing is to understand you yourself. It's the most important thing. After that, I don't know. After you know, after that, you will know after that.
That there is still be killing other people and that which is laser.
You are still, you know, thinking. And you are not serious enough. You are not serious, not well.
So, how about we try to get in
there? That is
not
terrible. No other carbon.
Now, we are a question, symbol.
Yeah, and I understand. Maybe. I understand you are Christian more than you. Suffer a little bit more. Then you
understand. Can you explain the connection with Louis? Death, or fear of death, and Zazen?
Oh, yeah. That's a very good question. Fear of death, you know? Fear of death, okay. In religious, for religious mind, there is no fear of death. The fear of death exists in the realm of thinking or emotional realm. When you attach to something, for instance, you will have, that is the beginning of the fear of death. When you attach to your body, that is fear of death. And when you don't know what you will become, what will become of you, you should become very uneasy. That means fear of death. But for a man who had who become aware of his inmost request or his inmost nature, his absolute nature, that is more important thing than your physical body. It is so. Now, when you are not serious enough, you know, you have fear of death. But when you become very serious about you yourself, you will not be afraid of, you will not be afraid of to wound your body. That is what I'm telling you.
No relationship anyone that then and do it. Have to orientation that were in Calibre and Fever, they did put the
right. Oh, peace organization, or
the right funded.
Uh-huh.
Should walk in sleep then, but in have a really.
I think Buddhists should have deep concern about thought movement. Buddhist shit concept. If it is, right. But we should not be mixed up, just organization itself and our true desire to help others. the best way may be to allow through speed of a peace movement for people. It's the best way, I think. In its true sense. So the most important thing is to spread Buddhism, to make them known what is Buddhism. It's the best way. We cannot do it by number. We cannot use everyone's right. We cannot abuse everyone's right by number. This is very delicate question, I think. But the most important thing is to realize the oneness of the human being. This problem should not be cut off from other problems. Sometimes, you know, people do too open. So, in one hand, they work for civil rights. On the other hand, they are doing something opposite. This kind of a mistake is pretty common. So, even something good should not be cut off from our life out there. Or even enlightenment should not be cut off from me.
There.
10 years ago, I attained enlightenment, but it doesn't work today.
Then nothing is done.
It is enlightenment. 10 years ago, it is impossible to cut off the enlightenment from my life and present the enlightenment to someone else. This is my enlightenment. This is impossible. Enlightenment should be here. Now, in this moment. So even though some movement is good, it should not be cut off from our everyday life. As a part of everyday life, we should participate in that movement. Then movement will be a success. On the Sunday or Saturday to join the movement and to make process. That's not so good way, I think.
And very curious, as Sam said, we purpose of the questions that it will result when these hands hides out. As their idea revealed that we create. Whether it is me or it is you, it doesn't go down here. But when I'm going to turn to a that you never see about something, but just that you endured it. We're trusting that we can say words from the other word, where it's something that.
When you are compelled to do something that is there. When you are compelled to do something, or that you will become very serious.
Buddy, how did they understand it? There were all years of it. And it's how were they here? What I do?
Well, that's a very good question. And it is difficult to know or by yourself, actually. So that is why it is better to practice with people. If there is some, you know, some set up rules or, you know, explanation, it may be easier, but unfortunately, we are not saying. So the practice, it is for you, and you are practicing. So, strictly speaking, there's no set up whole no practice. And there's no rule, strictly speaking, or no standard to say this is good or bad, or right or wrong. That is why we emphasize the Buddha nature. Unless, if you do not have the idea of Buddha nature or inmost request, you have to be concerned some visible rules. And you have to be attached to something. And that will not work so good, you know. So the best thing is to confront to your problem. That is the best way. And to suffer and to struggle is the best way. Then you will have more and more your you will have deeper and deeper religious experience.
Blurko and the state think they're coming, having the idea of who they need or what good is and what and good in it.
No. But idea of Buddha nature, there's no idea of Buddha nature.
Well, you were saying in him, in telling out an idea for Buddha nature.
There's no idea of Buddha nature or for Buddha nature, but there is many ideas of many things. So we count, or we glorify various ideas one by one. Then you something which is left idea of Buddha nature.
Yeah, well, when we are systematically let the mind down closer to it and eliminated all the wrong influence and wrong idea and left with you. Possibility and narrow the Buddha nature down to a smaller area. Well, then, where do you go from there to Buddha nature? I mean,
so already, in your concept, you know, your concept will be limit of Buddha nature will be. Will become smaller and smaller and smaller. You know, not smaller, but like this, rather than like this.
But that would appear?
No.
Shit.
If it disappears, it's wonderful. you know that you tried for a long, long time to take off the idea of hollow, you know, and establish human authority. In intellectual reality. And they thought it will disappear. But fortunately or unfortunately, it didn't. So the idea of wholeness itself still in, not question, but they found that it is impossible to give some interpretation to it. It is like this, so no way to catch it. If it is on the the surface, it is easy, maybe pick up. But it is like this, so bottomless, it is too deep to reach. But still, we know. We should acknowledge it, but it is impossible to take it up. In that center, we exist, you know. So if you try to understand you yourself, that no way to reach you yourself. Even though you suffer and struggle, even though you spend all right to reach to yourself, it is impossible. So I think someone who attained perfect enlightenment, someone who thinks he attained perfect enlightenment, may be great. The enlightenment is not such a psychological state of mind. Because of his poor understanding of our true nature, he can make such a hasty statement.
Is it true of, and then, that any idea about enlightenment, an observer, but I withdrew a bit and knew that so that you say
if there's some obstacle, it may be easy to take it away, but actually there's no obstacle. The only obstacle which exists is the obstacle which do not exist.
Or fine, but still, refusing to so that this concern about myself, about enlightenment, whatever that is, and oblivious of stuff. Did you not? Would you meant?
No, it does not. You cannot compare with the enlightenment with some other stuff.
I think that but possibly in the ideal in preconception is in the some of the obvious
Well, by obstacle, I don't mean a preconception or idea, or, you know. I mean the way, wrong way to try to reach me. The way not right.
This is an obstacle.
Well, not the obstacle, but the way to reach is not the right way. You are finding fish on the tree.
You can.
Well, that is an obstacle.
Why do we keep getting a bit green of it down while of a small shop? But why do we cling to it and have a big up of when they would be here? I have down fish accident. Why is that deep on caught in that we can't taste talk with it?
Dream. I'm sorry, I have very little knowledge about psychology.
We were reading yesterday at early day of school, I don't know any of it, no doubt.
That, then,
you dream for the dream of small self, you know. But big self is, will admit the dreams comes out, you know. Then, so if you realize the big self, the dream will not bother you, that you will welcome dreams.
Oh, that's very interesting.
But if you have no capacity or no, no container to accept the dream, you will suffer. That's all. Of course, it will have some meaning, but that is your habits. It is like drinking or smoking or telling bad, some good and bad habits.
Yeah.
Good and bad habits. That habits will makes you dream, you know. The habits, I mean, in right sense, because you are too much to attach to visible world, you still have vision in your dream. But visible world is not visible. It is not. It is important, but because when we have, you know, we live in big, invisible world. Visible world is not so big enough to be bothered by it. So, you know, to sit is to live in invisible, big world. So sooner or later, we may die, and we go to hell. Same thing when you think. That is a place where you will go. But for someone just to sit in that room where there's no sound. Here. That will be
equal. I knew there was any mystery.
So, for people who came out from that, there's no fear. For the people who are going to that, you know, doesn't stay, there's fear of that. Because they don't know exactly what it is. So if you compare Zazen experience and your everyday experience, which is important, which is
forever away. The Poland.
You cannot compare. Which is bigger, which is great. There's more balance even. Than you exist.
Yeah.
When this world is not yours. It is just a daydream, you know, to talk about math or, you know, cosmic existence. which exists. This is big, big statement. You may say, he's crazy. But when it is yours, in order, and there's no wonder to talk about it. The point is, if you have your own mind, you will have your body, and you will have everything else. And wherever you go, that is your home. But when you do not have your own mind, and your mind is some subject to study, or subject of psychological study, then you have no you. You haven't your mind. You haven't your body. You have no home, and you have nowhere to live. That is why you suffer. Still, you are, you exist. This paradox is very, very thin. So just to have your own mind is the point. Then you have everything. Then you can help others. Whatever you do, it's all right.
What?
So the point is how you have your own mind is the purpose of that.
So sure, the man who had, I don't know that. I thought animal.
If you want to accept your mind, you have to accept everything with your mind. It is impossible to accept just your mind. Your mind always operates with something else. It is impossible to accept just the essence of mind. You translate the Dishon or in Chinese essence of mind. But even So it is called essence of mind. Essence of mind cannot be deprived of. It wants always medium. So you have to accept the medium, mean of practice. That is, that's it. We have to catch a fish with back, with a net. Without net, you can't catch fish. Our Archbishop always talk about salt. Salt, salt itself is bitter. No one likes salt. But if you take it with food, it is delicious. If you take it with bitter, it is delicious. That is how we appreciate sun and how we appreciate Buddha nature with something. So, if you are not Aladdin, you have to suffer. Then you know what is Buddha nature. We are usually very dark and dumb. So we want a lot of suffering. We are not like historical Buddha. For him, it was not so difficult, even though he was in his court with delicious food and beautiful palace, and many servants, and many waitresses. Still, he was, sensitive enough to realize the true nature of himself. But what I think of that so easy. So, I think for you, American people, it may be pretty difficult to understand, to catch the fish. But if you catch it, it will be a big, big fish. After a long time, difficulty you will get. In prayer. We shall be very glad if you give me a potato with a fish. So, how would you call it? We don't want a meat. A tiny thing. What do you call it? Scale? Scale of fish.